Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.
The Stock Dog Trials in Wisconsin welcome folks from all across the country to compete. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. For example, 10 different states were represented at this year's Stock Dog Trials at the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival. Connie came up to Wisconsin from Kentucky. She's partially retired and enjoys the month she has off by competing and training her dogs. She tells me more about what it takes to compete and why she does it.
And I have 6 border collies. 4 of them are competitive sheepdogs. And while I'm not working, I'm traveling, trialing my dogs.
So how many dogs did you bring with you to Wisconsin?
I have 4 dogs. I have, this is my junior sheepdog kid, and I have 3 more highly trained dogs that are in open. I have Boz, who's almost 10, and his 2 daughters. One of them, Raleigh, is 5, and the other daughter is Minnow, and she's 3, and they run against their dad.
Wow. So how did you even get started in this hobby?
I was doing competitive obedience, and I had a dog that I had got that I wanted to put an obedience trial championship on her, and we just weren't getting along. And I had a friend who said, you know, when you put them on sheep, and learn to do that, it really is a whole different relationship. And when they can face down a 200-pound sheep, you know, it's a really a big confidence builder. So I didn't want to do it, but I wanted to compete in obedience. And then as soon as I started, I got hooked. And so here I am, 20 years later, still driving all over and training, you know, every day that I can.
And, you know, that's what I've heard across all the competitors here today, that it's an addictive business, an addictive hobby that they get into, and they just love it. But tell me the work it takes. How do you even go about training an animal? What's the time commitment, the money commitment?
I actually don't have sheep. I haven't had sheep for about 5 years. I was in partnership with a couple other people on a farm that we sold. We bought it for an investment. So now I have good friends that allow me to come work their sheep. And the thing you have to recognize is when your dog is ready to start, because you have to take care of the livestock, and so they have to be able to take a correction, not necessarily anything physical, but you need to be able to tell them, no, you're not doing that. These are mine, and I'm letting you work these sheep. And so they have to have a certain level of maturity that usually comes between 1 year and 2 years. And then once you see that the dog can put you in the picture and take and understand that they need to do what you help them to understand, to do what they're told. That's how. And then you just build, it's building blocks. You know, you start with a short distance and you open your distances up, and it's just as fun as it can be. And every dog's different. It's every dog's a learning experience. Every dog's a great experience for me.
And Connie, you came off the Crook and Whistle trial field with a smile on your face. You said you had a pretty good run. And
good.
How do you know? How can you tell? What does it mean to have a good run?
The sheep were very calm. He came up behind them with authority and kindness, and he brought them. This course is judged on your lines, and his lines were very good. He was able to tell the sheep, you know, go over this way a little bit, and that, you know, see the gates out there. The sheep have to go through the gates. And they came right through the gates, made a nice turn at the post, nice and tidy, drove off to the driveway gate and across drive, made all our gates and put them right in the pen. So it was a good run.
How long have you been coming to the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival?
The first year I came was 2019, and then I came in 2020 when, during COVID, they had the trial, but they didn't have the festival. And so we ran it from the other end of the field because we didn't have spectators. We didn't have to set up for spectators, which was really fun. But it's been a good trial for me. I've been successful here, and so I was happy to come back.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, and are you going to keep coming back, I guess? What made you come again in 2022?
Well, there was a trial last weekend in Hudson that is probably one of the most difficult fields in the country. And they took 12 dogs back after the main competition to do a double lift, and I was there were 86 dogs, 85 dogs to start, And of the 12 dogs, two of them were mine. Oh, so I was pretty excited about that.
That's Connie, who enjoys coming up to Wisconsin from Kentucky to compete with her stock dogs. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.